Good morning, Tremont.
Hi, this is Gabe for Renato, please.
Who's calling?
This is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff.
One moment.
Hello?
Hi, is this Renato?
Yes.
Renato, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff here. How you doing?
Yes, good.
Good. I just want to get in touch with you. I'm working on your file here currently. Just wanted to speak with you for a few minutes here. Is now a good time?
Well, it's a little bit, but go ahead. Let's see if we can do it.
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to verify. So the application came in as Trayman Alloys and Metals Group Corp. The bank statements in the company website say Trayman Metals Corp?
No, the company is Trayman Metals Corp.
Okay, so that's the official business name because, right?
I don't know why you have... Well, this was a previous name because the company was in Florida and now it's in New York. So, but it's the same ownership, everything.
Right.
Same.
So the official business name is just Trayman Metals Corp, correct?
Trayman Metals Corp, yes.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I asked is because you have both have active filings with the New York Secretary of State, so I just wanted to verify that. Also, I wanted
Trayman
to...
Trayman Metals Corp, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. And Renato, just a quick question. I didn't see your tax return here. Is there a reason why you...
Yeah, I said that I want to make progress first on your side now to see what you can do. For purposes of letting me know if you are interested in doing this, what's the rate, if you can do the $2 million, and then if I'm happy with that, then I send you my tax return.
Okay, so here's
because
the
tax return will not change anything in your decision.
Right. That's the thing is that it potentially could. The tax return, will allow us to get you a better, stronger approval when it comes down to it.
Okay. So I would like to know, have an indication, and because I mean this is a lot of work, and then at the end it doesn't work, you know. And to send all this. This bank information was not so happy to do that. So let me know if in principle you can tell me in principle I approve the $2 million, the rate will be X, and if I'm happy with that, I'm happy to send you the tax return.
Okay.
I have the tax return every year. It has been filed. Actually, it's on extension. We filed on extension, so I don't have 2015. But I have 2014.
Okay, and is there a minimum? It sounds like you're looking for the $2 million. Is there a minimum you would take less than that if offered?
No, it's not a minimum, no.
Okay. Because just to give you some feedback, you know, based on my experience, the only way we're going to get higher, you know, a higher approval for you, you know, something
right.
closer to what you're looking for would be having that tax return. So I think that that's going to get you a higher approval. So that's why I'm, you know, calling you requesting it, because it's just going to help with the approval process.
Okay, so I will, my assistant is not here today, I'll check if I can do it still today, otherwise I send it to you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, it's not much different because it's a Chapter S, so from the financial statements, it goes directly to my personal, you want it personal or company's tax return.
What we'd be looking for here is just the first page of your 1120S there. So it's the 1120S. It should be the first page on your tax return with the gross annual sales there in the right column.
1120S. Give me one second.
Yeah, no problem. It's just the one page.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I have that. And let's see here. This is 11S. Okay, I have it here. So you want the first? But remember, this is now 2014. It's not 15.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So I will send it to the first page.
Okay, and also, do you by chance have a balance sheet? So we have your P&L here. Do you by chance have a balance sheet you could send over as well?
I sent you the audited financial statements already.
Okay, so we have the profit and loss. Does that include the balance sheet?
Yeah, it's audited financial statements. You have the assets, liabilities, and profit and loss.
Okay, we do have the balance sheet here I'm seeing now. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
It's not balance sheet. It's audited financial statements.
Balance sheet. Yeah, but okay, perfect.
It has everything.
Perfect.
The same that I sent to Chase for my credit line.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you could, you could just send that 1120S over to Jeremiah.
Probably
be easiest, and then he can get that over to me, and we're just we're working on your file right now. So.
Okay, but the financial statements, I think you have 15 and 14. I'm not sure, but 15 you have for sure.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through right now. You are correct, yes. So, get that over to Jeremiah, and we'll continue to go to work on this for you, okay?
Okay, so the first page only, okay.
Yes, sir. With the one with the, should be 1120S, have the gross annual sales there in the right column.
Yeah.
Perfect. All righty, Renato, I appreciate
it. All right, thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.